I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match.
Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com. That's how you find me. That's how you find our archives. That's how you find my articles and my training videos and my Facebook and my Twitter. That's how you find Liberty First training tools. Wow. What a day. Ever have one of those nights when you just can't sleep? You know, it wasn't that I couldn't fall asleep. It was that at 3:30 this morning, I woke up as if I had been sleeping the whole night. I mean, at 3:30 this morning, I woke up like it was 9 o'clock in the morning and I was supposed to get ready to go. What do you do? I mean, seriously, what do you do when that happens? Now, if I didn't have the radio show to do in the morning, I would have likely got up and just simply did work until I was tired again and fell asleep. And then woke up again and did what I had to do. But that doesn't work when you have to be up in the morning. I mean, I can't be the only person in the world this happens to. And there are people with real jobs, unlike me, who have to get up and drive to work in the morning. What do you do when it's 3:30 in the morning and it feels like 9 a.m.? Well, you know, I just let the dogs out to go to the bathroom, and then walked around the house a little bit, and then I just went back to bed and just laid there until I fell asleep. What a crazy thing. And now here I am this morning, ready to just, you know, what? Go back to bed. But to be honest with you, something exciting happened to me this morning that has gotten me a little motivated, because there are things that I have been trying to teach for some time now. I mean, years. And there's a very prominent politician who has just repeated what I have been trying to teach for years, proving me right. And I don't know that I bet he doesn't even realize the magnitude of what he said. But it's got me a little excited this morning. I'm very excited about this teaching moment. Remember, those of you who have been Liberty First followers for some time now, you know my favorite founding mother. Her name is Mercy Otis Warren, and she wrote a book called The Rise, the Progress, and Termination of the American Revolution. She's the first American woman historian. And she coined a phrase, and I don't know if she coined it, but I'm just going to say she did. She coined a phrase that I have stolen from her that is just amazing. She called these politicians of her day, the politicians who were trying to play both sides, you know, stay friends with the British government and still try to appease the American colonists into their slavery. She called them prostitutes for power. And that's exactly what we have today. The very point that I have been proving, I have been trying to prove, has been made today, and I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited and I'm very sad at the very same time, because, you know, when I teach these things, there are moments where I wish I was wrong. I hope that I'm wrong. I pray that I have the wrong perspective and that time won't prove me to be correct. Problem is this. I have a very, very valuable tool on my side. History. I know history. And history always repeats. History tells us who we are today and who we'll be tomorrow. Patrick Henry said, I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that's the lamp of experience. I know no way to judge the future but by the past. And the other interesting thing is this. You see, we have this knowledge. Solomon said, human nature never changes. And that's a bit of wisdom that we'd do well to remember. Because you see, I'm able to know with even a certain amount of detail what's going to happen in the future, because I know that human nature never changes and that history always repeats. And so people wonder, okay, so you have this puzzled look, this wonderment about why. Why the Republican Party would be doing what it's doing? Why would the Republican Party be continuing the spying allowed by NSA? Why would they allow this president to do that? Knowing that they complain all the time about the fact that he uses power and abuses power. Why would the Republican Party want the president to have the power of executive amnesty? See, I don't really think that they want this president's executive amnesty plan. No, I don't believe that. But I do believe that they want this president to have the power to engage in executive amnesty. Why? Why would they want this president to have the power to engage in all of the executive orders that this president engages in? Why wouldn't they be fighting to stop that? Why would they be creating all these smoke and mirrors to really hide the fact that they want this president to have this power? Why would the Republican Party even think it's an option to sue the president over his abuse of executive power? Why wouldn't the Republican Party realize that they are suing the president in federal court, where the president, or even if it's not this president, the office of the president has appointed the judges that will review the case? Knowing that the judges who will review this case will protect presidential power in spite of real constitutional limitations. Why would the Republican Party be doing something like that? Well, it's very simple. And Mitch McConnell will tell us exactly why. It's absolutely stunning. You see, the reason the Republican Party wants Obama to have this power, the reason they want to sue the president so that they will have the courts affirm this president's power, because you know they will, the reason they will not challenge this president, the reason they will not defund this president through proper powers under Article 1, Section 7, power of the purse. The reason they will not use the constitutional power afforded to them to end this president's kingly reign is simply this. They are prostitutes for power, and they want presidents to have this power. Remember, go to Wikipedia. This will probably be one of the only times you will ever hear me tell you to go to Wikipedia. Go to Wikipedia and search U.S. presidents. There'll come up a page where there'll be a chart of the U.S. presidents since the beginning of presidents to today. It will not only tell you the names and the dates that they served, but also their political parties, and you will notice something very, very obvious. The presidential parties go Republican, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat. And you will notice from the beginning of political parties that it's just simply a trade-off. And the parties know this. They want this president to have continued uninterrupted power because they know their president will have that power one day, and they don't want anybody to limit the office of the president because they want to have that power. Prostitutes for power, and Mitch McConnell is going to prove this point for me in an interview. Mitch McConnell sends Stephanopoulos a lifeline and does an interview with Stephanopoulos. Why would Mitch McConnell save Stephanopoulos? Because he's a prostitute for power. Mitch McConnell does an interview with Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos says, "Mr. Leader, thank you for joining us this morning. This is the president's top legislative priority right now." He's talking about TPP, TPA, this trade promotion authority. "You appear to be his postman in the Senate. What is it going to take to get it passed, and are you confident it will?" Mitch McConnell replies, "Yes, we will pass it." And then he says this, listen to this, "We will pass it later this week. The president has done an excellent job on this. I point out to my members who are somewhat squeamish, as you can imagine," this is the key, are you ready? "Giving the president power of any issue, given his expansive view of his powers on so many other issues." But McConnell says, "But this trade promotion authority is not just for President Obama, but for the next president as well." Are you catching that? This trade promotion authority is not just for President Obama, but for the next president as well. Prostitutes for power, selling our children into slavery for their own power.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. I don't think that Mitch McConnell understands how huge this is. I don't think he really understands what he's just said. But Mitch McConnell, in one statement, has proven everything that I have been trying to teach for the last 3 years. The reason there is no difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party today is proven by Mitch McConnell in his interview with Stephanopoulos. This is stinking huge. And will it go unnoticed? I'm serious. Will this go unnoticed? How many people are going to realize that Mitch McConnell has just said, "We are simply worried about power"? And the reason we don't challenge this president's abuse of executive authority is because we the Republicans want to abuse it ourselves. I have to repeat this. I have to repeat this. I wish that I could just spend the whole show repeating this. I mean, it just would be ridiculous if I did. But I wish that I could, so it would really, really sink in. Why will they not stop this president? Why will they not defund this president? Why is everything that they're doing nothing but dog and pony shows? Why will Trey Gowdy never have a success within this Benghazi congressional hearing? Why will no congressional hearing ever have any results whatsoever? It's simple. Because the establishment Republicans know longevity. They know the big picture. I'm telling you, this is not going to ever change as long as we have a two-party system. Never. This will never change as long as we have people who are willing to fund the prostitutes. This will never change as long as we have people who are willing to be party loyal rather than standing for principle. This will never change because, you see, the party system will never change. If we think changing out the office of who is in the office of the president is going to change our government, is going to fix everything, we don't know what the problem is. And Mitch McConnell has just confessed to Stephanopoulos the real problem. Mr. Leader, Stephanopoulos says, thank you for joining us this morning. This is the president's top legislative priority, this trade promotion authority. You appear to be his point man in the Senate. What is it going to take to get it passed? And are you confident it will pass? Yes, we will pass it, McConnell said. We'll pass it later this week. The president has done an excellent job on this. I point out to my members who are somewhat squeamish, as you can imagine, giving the president the power of any issue, given his expansive view of his powers on so many other issues. Why would they allow his expansive view on so many issues? Well, listen, Mitch McConnell tells us. But this is a trade promotion authority, not just for President Obama, but for the next president as well. This will give every single president in the future unlimited, unfettered power. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about you, America. They don't care about liberty. They don't care about preserving your rights. They don't care about this economy. They don't care about anything. They don't care about our children. The only thing they care about is preserving and expanding their power. They are wicked. They are evil. They are prostitutes for their own power. And we have to stop paying them to fornicate in front of us to the destruction of the very thing that makes America exceptional. We have got to stop this political fornication. We have got to stop this now. Do not vote for another establishment Republican, or you are complicit in the destruction of America.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So Chris Ann Hall just told us not to vote for another establishment Republican. She must want the Democrats to win. No, I'm trying to show you that there is no difference. There absolutely is no difference. They used to fake it, right? They used to fake it. They used to fake the fact that they opposed the Democrats. They used to fake the fact that they were in opposition to Democratic plans. But I think we have reached the point of ultimate complacence into compliance, and they sense that. I think that they sense that we have bought this, you have to hold your nose and vote the lesser of two evils. I think that they have bought this. I believe that we have bought this hook, line, and sinker, and they don't have to pretend anymore. Why else would Mitch McConnell be so bold and brazen to say something like this? This is a trade promotion authority, not just for President Obama, but for the next president as well. I want you to hear just how bold McConnell is, and just how, I can't say stupid, just how lazy and compliant he thinks we really are. And I'm worried. I'm really worried that we are. I'm worried that Mitch McConnell is absolutely right. I'm worried that we will not do anything. I'm worried because this is huge. And this is something that we really, really, really need to get a grip on. Changing out the office of the president is going to change nothing. Nothing. Except which prostitute is going to be madam over the brothel. The brothel we call Congress, ruled and reigned by the madam in the House. The madam in the White House. Because they're all just prostitutes now. And it's absolutely sickening. This fast-track trade authority, this power that both presidents, all presidents will have, as Mitch McConnell brags, will allow a treaty to be ratified with a simple majority vote in both the House, rather, in both houses, rather than the constitutionally required two-thirds majority in the Senate. This is just crazy. It also requires that a treaty be brought up in a short time period after submission by the president and prevents Congress from amending it. That is absolutely crazy. I don't understand this. Well, yes, I do. Why would they destroy the Constitution? Because it's the Constitution that limits their power. It is the Constitution that limits the office of the president the most. It is the Constitution that gives the Congress the power to stop the president. And so they want to eliminate that power because they want a king. Why would they want a king, America? Because they know it won't be long before their family inherits the throne, the Republican family. You have the Republican family, you have the Democrat family, and these are now inherited rights to the throne. The Democrat family will inherit the right, and when their president leaves the throne, then the Republican family will inherit the right. We have moved on to a monarchy, America. A monarchy ruled by two families. This is not a constitutional republic. With this fast-track agreement, Congress doesn't direct anything in trade negotiations. The president will not be required to follow any policy suggestions made by Congress. Congress is only placed in an advisory role. The 150 or so protections negotiated into the Hatch-Paul Ryan fast-track bill will likely be ignored by the office of the president. A majority of the House and Senate signed letters in 2013 urging inclusion of a tough currency manipulation language in the TPP, but they're not going to do it. They just passed it. Passed over it, rather. TPA doesn't require any transparency for a trade agreement. The language in the fast-track legislation requires the president will make the final TPP public for at least 60 days before he signs it. This sounds good until you realize that the office of the president doesn't have to follow this procedure. And given previous disputes, Congress has proven that they will do nothing. So every limitation in TPA will be ignored. Because once again, Congress is just placed in an advisory role, and they have nothing to do with the power of the president, and the president will do just whatever he wants. What happens if he ignores Congress's suggestions? Well, Congress could repeal TPA, but they would have to reach a 60-vote, 3/5 threshold to do it in the Senate. And Speaker Boehner would have to reverse course to allow a House nullification vote, both of which you know are not going to happen. Why? Because Mitch McConnell told us, because they want the president to have this power, because their president will have this power. Congress, can Congress defeat a treaty under TPA? Sure. But it'll be more difficult than it would be by the Constitution. As a matter of fact, it would be nearly impossible given the understanding that they want the president to have this power. It's not going to happen, because if they defeat a treaty, they will set a precedent for Congress to defeat a treaty. And when their president, when their heir to the throne is sitting on the throne, then they will establish that precedent, and then the Democrats will retaliate, and then their president won't have that power either. They can't do that. We do not need TPP or TPA to compete. We do not need these trade agreements to be economically viable in foreign trade. We do not need this. We already have a robust trading relationship with Pacific Rim nations. We must not pass this. You know what else is in here? Do you know what else is in TPP? Immigration. While the proponents of fast track try to minimize this, Obama has included immigration in this treaty, and Mexico is to be a partner of TPP. They want us to think that this is a benign section, but how do we know? Because of all the secrecy, we can't even know what extent immigration is in this bill. We don't even know to what extent the immigration will be expansive to what we already have. I think that this is enough to cast a no vote on TPP and TPA, but you know what? They want the president to have this power. Why? Because according to Mitch McConnell, every president will have this power, and so will theirs. This is absolutely crazy. And Mitch McConnell has told us why. Why? Because it's just one family, two factions, sitting on the throne. And all they do is trade off. They just trade seats. Oh, hey, man! I'm keeping the seat warm for you. You give me power, I'll give it right back to you, man. Because you know it won't be long before you're sitting in this seat and we'll trade places. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Bada bing, bada boom. We have all the power and the people just are stupid. The people will sit back and cheer us on. Yay, Democrats who support this. Oh, yay, Republicans who are for a limited government. They're for the Constitution, those Republicans. They're for the free market. Hey, man. How much longer are we going to be able to pull this off? How much longer do you think the people will continue to believe that we, the Democrats, are for the working man? That we, the Democrats, are for the middleman? That we, the Democrats, are for those who are impoverished? Those who are minorities? How much longer do you think we're going to be able to keep this up? I don't know, man. How much longer do you think we're going to be able to convince these stupid people that Republicans are for the Constitution? That the Republicans are for the businessman, for free business, and that we can actually increase the economy when the Republicans are in the office? How long do you think we're going to be able to convince them this? How long are we going to keep our reign? Well, you know, Benjamin Franklin said, that we're a republic as long as they can keep it. But since we're not a republic anymore, maybe we don't have to worry about them keeping it anymore. Maybe they've already given it up. Maybe we can have this kingdom now, unencumbered. Maybe we can have this kingdom without threat of retaliation. Maybe we can be the first kingdom in the history of time where the king will never lose his head and the people will remain happy slaves. Because we've offered them up an illusion. We've offered them up an illusion of vote, of a limited monarchy. We've offered them up an illusion that if they just show up once every 4 years and vote one of us into office, that everything will be changing. And we've given them teams to vote for, to root for, home teams. The Democrat home team for the environmentalists, the Democrat home team for the minorities, the Democrat home teams for the unions and for those who are the hardworking man, and the Republican home team for the businessman, and the Republican home team for those who want to expand the economy, and the Republican home team for those who want to call themselves patriots and stand by the Constitution. And they'll stand behind us and they'll root us into power. Because we're all the same person. Maybe we can be the first kingdom to survive and not lose our heads. Because we have the people do it.
Don't suffer my voice. Hate me if you won't, or love me if you can. If the truth is what you want, then you found your man. I ain't backing down, I ain't backing up. If you think like I think, then crack it on up.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised hell to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So I know this sounds radical, and I know people are going to try to claim that Chris Ann Hall hates Republicans. They're already doing that. You see, they're going to tell you, I'll remind you, the Washington State Republican Party refused to endorse a Reagan dinner that I was speaking at because they claim I hate Republicans and I am against the Republicans. The problem is, there's a war going on here, a political war. I am not opposed to the Republican Party platform. The Republican Party platform says they are the party of the Constitution, of a limited government, of more power to the people. That's what I support. It is not me who hates the Republicans. It is the establishment that hates the very party that they have positioned themselves to be the rulers over. They hate that platform of 2012. And they hate anybody who will hold them to it. You know me. I am a no-party person. You know me. I am Washingtonian. And George Washington was right that political parties would be the death of our republic. And that's exactly what has happened. So when are we going to break free from this? I just want to mention to you something really quick before we end the show. Since I'm going to spend the show showing you where I was right over the years, and I don't like doing that. We're just going to get it all over with in one show. Remember, amnesty is not about the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And I have been trying to show everybody how this massive influx of refugees is actually a cover for terrorists to come in this country. We have churches. We have churches all over the Midwest who are taking money from the government to bring these refugees into America with no background checks, with no checks whatsoever. Even if there were a background check, my goodness, Syria, what kind of a background check could you expect from Syria? And they're bringing these people into our country in the numbers of thousands, okay? I want to admit to you, I didn't realize the magnitude of this problem until I spent some time in the Midwest. Michigan. Iowa. The numbers of people who are brought into these states are in the thousands by refugee status. And I want to share with you an article that I found on Breitbart's UK page. Yeah, Breitbart has a UK division. Andre Walker has reported that ISIS are smuggling fighters into the EU posing as refugees, according to a Libyan government advisor. They told BBC that the terrorist state was able to bypass European police and knew which of their people they needed to gain access to the EU by calling them refugees. And don't think this isn't already happening here. I am not being cold-hearted. I am not being callous. I am not being hateful. I am trying to preserve this country. I'm trying to preserve liberty, and I am trying to do it without bloodshed. I will use my voice to save the liberty and this country before I have to use my blood. But make no mistake. If it comes to it, I will use both. And we need to stop this, because this presidential power is destroying America, and these prostitutes on both sides are now inviting and ushering in the very terrorists who are bringing us down and then calling us careless, calling us heartless, calling us cruel for opposing it. We are being duped, and we're not being duped by ISIS, America. We are being duped by our own political leaders. It's time to wake up and step up and push back. God bless. See you tomorrow.